I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Remember that. You don't run away from fear, but the devil wants you to run from fear. That's when he dwells it. Face fear. You never lose when you face it. Trust me, you never lose when you face fear. When you can stop being afraid of fear, the devil's gonna pick on somebody else.
3 months. October, November, December. You've got 3 months left in the year and you have one of two choices. You can do what you've been doing year after year after year after year, which is literally nothing until January 1st when you have a spurt of motivation and you decide that you're going to change your entire being, and then you do it for 2 weeks and then those goals are never seen or heard of again. Or you can see the opportunity in front of you and take the next 3 months and commit to the actions that are going to produce that version of yourself.
Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look what you've done. You've built every single step to create this. No accidents. Just taking the easy road too many times. Not getting up. Not going for that extra rep.
Everybody talks about mama mentality. It's not a mentality. It's a lifestyle.
Without you or with you, there is always going to be changes. With your name, this is your choice. You want to put your name there? Okay, work hard.
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
Why are you going to watch someone doing something when you can go out in the world and do it yourself? Turn that damn thing off. Get outside. Like, go get out in the world. Go hustle. Figure it out. Be on the dark.
This is what hard feels like. Did you expect it not to be hard? Did you expect this thing that you're trying to achieve not to be difficult? Every other person feels the exact same way. They also feel the hunger. They also feel the fatigue. They also feel the lack of motivation and I've got to keep the business going and I've got to keep the relationship steady and I've got to do the rest of it. Every other person that you're competing with also feels this. So when you feel that, know that this is your opportunity to separate yourself out from the pack.
So let me get this straight. Every time you faced something that felt impossible, every time you thought you'd reached your limit, you got through it. You found a way, even if it was messy, even if you didn't know how you'd do it. And yet...
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Here you are, back in the same place. Doubting yourself all over again. Why? Why are you letting fear and self-doubt hold you hostage again? You're sitting here, watching this, because something inside you knows you're stronger than the doubt that's screaming in your head. Deep down, you know it. But somewhere along the line, you stopped trusting yourself. You forgot who you are. So, let me remind you, you've already succeeded before, and you'll succeed again. I need you to listen closely because I'm not here to sugarcoat it. Your track record doesn't lie. Look at your life. Look at everything you've been through, every single obstacle you've overcome. Do you really think those wins happened by chance? Every single time you faced a challenge that felt like it was going to break you, you found a way through. And every single time, you walked away stronger. So why, when you face a new challenge, do you let that doubt creep back in? Why do you let fear convince you that this time, it's different? That this time, you might not make it? That's a lie. Fear lies. Self-doubt is just fear whispering in your ear, trying to pull you back. But here's what you need to remember. You've built a history of proving that fear wrong. I want you to understand something. The struggle you're facing right now, it's not the first. It won't be the last. And yet, here you are, acting like it's insurmountable. Acting like this is somehow different from every other challenge you've faced before. But here's the truth. The only thing that's changed is you're letting fear get a little too loud. You can lie to yourself all you want. Let's be real. You're tougher than this. You're sitting here listening to these words because you're looking for a spark to wake up that version of you who doesn't quit. That version of you who fights tooth and nail, who doesn't back down when things get hard. And I'm telling you, it's time to stop looking for permission to believe in yourself. You've earned the right to trust yourself. Think about it. Every single time you've been down, every time you thought, I don't know if I can do this, you did. Didn't matter how deep the hole was, how dark things got, you found a way. So why are you questioning yourself again? Why are you letting the same fears hold you back when you've crushed them before? Every new challenge feels like it's too big, like it's the one that'll finally beat you. But it's not. You've faced monsters before, and you came out stronger. Stop acting like this time is any different. Stop giving yourself excuses to quit. Listen, your track record is ironclad. It doesn't lie. Look back at everything you've been through. Those weren't flukes. Those were real victories built on your resilience, your grit. You didn't get lucky. You fought for every single win. But here you are, thinking that just because you're scared, you're somehow not capable. Let me tell you something. Fear is just a feeling. It's only as real as you make it. You've been scared before, and it didn't stop you then. So why the are you letting it stop you now? Look at your life. Every scar you carry, every failure, every heartbreak, that's proof that you can take the hits and keep going. And here's the brutal truth. If you don't use those moments to fuel you, to remind yourself of your strength, then you're the one holding yourself back. Not fear, not doubt. You. Here's the reality about life. It doesn't care how afraid you are. Life is going to keep throwing curveballs, and it doesn't care if you're ready. There's no way to predict what's coming next. No map, no cheat sheet. And that's exactly why fear tries to trick you into freezing up. But here's the thing. You don't need to know the future to trust yourself. You don't need to see what's around the corner to be confident that whatever it is, you'll handle it. People love to say, but what if I fail? So, let me turn that around for you. What if you don't? What if this is the step that takes you to a level you can't even imagine right now? What if this is the moment that makes you? Because every single victory you've had so far came from one thing. So now, ask yourself, why wouldn't you succeed this time? Why wouldn't you win again? The truth is, life is going to keep testing you. There will be days when you feel like giving up is the only logical choice. Moments when the weight of it all feels like it's too much. And that's when your excuses start sounding real, like maybe quitting is the smart move. But deep down, you know better. You don't get to where you want to go by letting fear run the show. You don't build the life you want by giving up every time things get tough. Every time you're at your limit. Every time you feel stretched beyond what you can handle. That's where the real growth happens. And I promise you, the doubt you feel today When you look back, it's going to feel small compared to the strength you found to overcome it. But you have to be willing to go through the fire. You have to be willing to trust yourself enough to keep going. So, here's the hard truth. You either let fear win, or you show up and remind yourself of what you're made of. Tomorrow, when that doubt creeps back in, when that fear tries to make you play small, I want you to look in the mirror and say, I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And say it like you mean, because it's the truth. Here's the secret. The power isn't in never feeling fear. It's in acting anyway. It's in recognizing that you've been through worse, and that no matter what, you're going to show up and push forward. You've been tested before, and every single time, you proved yourself. So stop questioning your strength and start using it. You're not just a survivor, you're a warrior. You've fought, you've won, and now it's time to do it again. So, if this message has lit something in you, if you're ready to step up and stop playing small, then this is just the beginning. More ways to break through your limits. More ways to unlock the power that's been in you all along. You've already proven yourself. Now it's time to trust yourself. You're here for a reason, and this isn't the end. It's only the beginning.
Where you are now is just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now and then put them into action.
One of my most powerful motivational frames is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination.
Life is shorter than you think. Okay, you're 25 and you're thinking, wow, I've got 10 years to figure it all out. I've got all these vistas of time. I'm young, I'm healthy, etc. You don't have nearly as much time as you think you do. It goes very fast. So you need a sense of urgency and energy.
If you have lost friends during the process of the climb, I don't think it is something that you should lament or be upset about. I think that it is a sign of growth, because a lot of people say, hey, you've changed. And the only natural response that I could have to that is, you haven't.
Champion's mindset, I think a lot of people hear the word champion, they think of a famous sports star, but we think of it differently. We think of it as, well, when you get on the field, put everything you have into it. Put every ounce of energy you have on the field. Leave nothing on the field. And two, when you get knocked down, when you see hard times and you get knocked down, get back up. And if you keep putting everything you got into it and you keep getting back up when you get knocked down, it's almost impossible to fail.
Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people. While you're on Earth, you got to take advantage of this.
Effortless is a myth. I mean it. I say it as someone who has heard that word a lot. I didn't get where I got on pure talent alone. I got there by trying to outwork my opponents. I believed in myself, but belief in yourself has to be earned. Most of the time, it's not about having a gift. It's about having grit. The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose. A point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself. But negative energy is wasted energy. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. I'm here to tell you from the other side that leaving a familiar world behind and finding new ones is incredibly, deeply, wonderfully exciting.
Very few people are going to tell you this, but growth hurts. Becoming the best version of yourself comes with a lot of goodbyes. Sadly, the only way for some people to learn to appreciate you is to lose you. You have to stop surrounding yourself with toxic people because you're lonely. It's really fucking uncomfortable, but you need to do it if you want to grow. The pain that you feel today, though, is going to be the power that you're going to feel tomorrow.
Whether you do, whether you don't, they're still gonna talk about you.
At gatherings, they whisper about you if you're making moves or you're standing still. So honestly, I've come to realize in life, just do you. Just do what you want to do. Let them talk.
Your thoughts create your life, and so you have to think positive thoughts all the time. You have to force yourself to think positive thoughts at times. You need to understand and believe that you can do anything you want, that we are truly limitless. There really are no limits. The only limits are the ones that you put on yourself, the ones that you create in your mind.
You want to be great? You need to break the rules. Forget about being normal. The ones who don't get it will call you extreme and crazy. Put yourself out there, take risks, let them doubt you and say that it will never work. What do they know anyway? You don't need to fit in with the crowd. Just do your thing. It's time to show them what you knew all along.
Your outcome in life is a result of your work, and the quality of your work reflects your belief system. Do you believe? Do you believe that you're the one? Do you believe that you're chosen for this purpose, for this vision? That will dictate your outcome. That will dictate how hard you work.
What is your mission and cause? And how deeply emotionally are you connected to it right now? There's a level of influence that goes beyond any technique or tactic somebody could teach you. It also gives you the energy to fight through adversity and struggle. It overcomes adversity. It overcomes pain and fear and worry and angst and letdown. So I ask you again, what's your purpose? What's your reason? What's your why? What's your cause? What's your mission? I challenge you right now to just write that down in 2, 3, 4 sentences, just to reconnect to it. Keep it close to you all week. Before you go to bed at night, reconnect to that purpose. I think the deeper we can embed our purpose in our heart and our spirit, the more that we can transfer that energy to people.
At some point, you have to grow up and be an adult. If your life is going to change, you have to be the one to change it. You can't blame anybody else anymore. Your life is where it is because you created it to be the way that it is. It's no one else's fault but your own. If you want to keep playing the victim, you can go for it, but it's going to cost you the life that you want.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it.
I dare you to stop f***ing around and dedicate the next 6 months of your life exclusively to your goals.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Don't announce it to anyone. Don't tell anyone. Don't post it on social media. Just disappear and do the work and then reemerge in 6 months a completely different person.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
Vision is believing in the possibility of what could be, right? Seeing something in here, maybe not seeing it out here, but you see it here. And you know that with faith, persistence, dedication, consistency, it will come to fruition.
Change doesn't happen by chance. It requires action. It starts with knowing yourself inside and out. Confront the uncomfortable truths.
Let go of the masks, the illusions, and the lies you tell yourself. Self-discovery is messy. It's painful. It's relentless. But it's the most rewarding journey you'll ever go on. Don't stop now.
You know, everybody's always talking about wanting to be at the end state, in the winner's circle, or across the finish line. What they really should be wishing for or wanting to be is the person that it takes to get to the finish line. The finish line is not the victory, it's the try, it's the competition along the way, it's the perseverance, the pursuit of excellence, the grit and determination that gets you actually to the winner's circle or across that finish line. That's the real victory. The victory is in the try, the determination, the intestinal fortitude that it takes, the ability to get up when life knocks you down, the willingness to go one more step and one more rep when nobody else will, the willingness to be out there when there's nobody cheering for you and nobody keeping you accountable. It's just you.
You need to love pain. If not, stay with you.
I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything.
You're going to pursue success in your life. You have to decide you're going to be on a road that most people are not on. But the truth is, the journey to success can be a very painful journey, and you can feel very alone. And it's designed that way.
Is the feeling of uncertainty that you don't know if all of the work that you've been spending all of your nights and weekends and off time investing in will ever pay off. And so it's this fear that you're wasting your time. But the reality is that the outcome isn't the thing that you're building. The person you are is the person that you're building, and that continues to work. The work works on you more than you work on it. And so it's about who we become while doing the work more than the outcome from the work itself.
Reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
Man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends. And I mean, the bars are always open, always open. What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
Success doesn't come generally in monumental drops. It comes from small decisions made over and over again. Every hour of every day. It comes from making commitments to yourself to do what it takes, even when you don't feel like it. It comes from keeping those commitments. If you wait to take action until you're motivated, you probably never will. Those who are successful take action anyway. They take action when they don't feel well. They take action when other people are telling them they're going to fail. They take action when things aren't going their way. They take action when things don't look right. Go take action. That's what brings success.
I think you're actually right on the road you're supposed to be when it's hard. Oftentimes we want the finish line without running the race. Just because it's hard doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. It doesn't mean that this isn't supposed to happen. It just means that you are in the middle of a process. And you have to stay on that process. And that if it was easy, everybody would achieve it.
It's just you and your heart and your gut telling you, keep going. Even when you fail along the way, you know that that victory is down there. That victory is every day getting better who you are so you can be better in all you do. Pushing through the adversity, going after it, celebrating the triumphs, and getting through the tragedies. Everything that it takes to get to the winner's circle, that's where the victory is at. It's getting out there, taking that first step, and continuing to pursue it. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard, that's the real victory. And through that victory, we gain the winner's circle.
Things might be tough right now, but you're tougher. You might have experienced the worst, and I know that bouncing back from all the times that you broke down wasn't easy, but you chose to stay and keep fighting. Just know that you have a purpose. The world needs you. Life will get better, and you'll make it through, just like you always have.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. It all begins with how we choose to think. As you think, so shall you be. Seven little words that I think are perhaps the most important things that we can learn and master in our lives. This whole proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about.
Everyone has the possibility to unlock something very, very special about him or herself. And it's up to your actions. Ultimately, it's you yourself who also is able to unlock it.
Doing the same things, hoping to be a better person, expecting the same things out of the externals, hoping it would be different. Only way that you can conquer yourself and then move past this is the renewing of one's mind.
In order for a man to gain his life, he must lose his life. So you've got to be willing to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you are to become.
Understand just how hard it is to work every single day to try to be great. Everybody is excited in the beginning. Like New Year, everybody started in January, gym's fake. Every year, you get to February and March, habits matter. Habits matter. Principles matter. How you view what you're doing and trying to accomplish matters.
If you want to achieve success, you're going to have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success.
Those who have left their mark in this world believed that they were chosen for something great. And a lot of us think that it's just the special ones who get to live out their dreams. It's not those who are special. It's those who believe. It's not those who are magically chosen. It's those who choose to be chosen.
Epictetus' question was, how much longer are you going to wait to demand the best of yourself? We all know we have potential. We all know we have things we need to stop doing. We all know we have things that we should start doing, but we tell ourselves we'll do it later. But will you?
So tell yourself the truth about the situation that you're in. That's what we need to do. And it should hurt a little bit, by the way. It should hurt a little bit. There should be aspects of your life that you know you can improve upon. That should hurt a little bit.
Here's the cool thing. Take ownership of those things, and guess what? Doesn't hurt at all. Now guess who's in control? You are. But if you're having trouble finding discipline, start by telling yourself the truth about what's going on.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward.
Let me tell you a secret. No one does when they begin. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started. The idea of a single eureka moment is a dangerous lie. It makes us feel inadequate because we feel like we haven't had ours yet. And it prevents people with seeds of good ideas from ever getting started in the first place. Be prepared to be misunderstood. Anyone working on a big vision is going to get called crazy, even if you end up right. In our society, we often don't take on big things because we're so afraid of making mistakes that we ignore all the things wrong today if we do nothing.
People should know that you never will be able to go through life without failures. Failures make us learn. Failures make you stronger. Pain makes you stronger. So I think all of that is good.
Write everything you want on a piece of paper. Everything. I don't care. Use your wildest imagination.
If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true.
It's easier to live a life you hate than it is to live a life you love. Doing what you love can be hard because we live in a world that encourages the opposite. But that doesn't mean it's right for you. No one can decide what struggle or success looks like in someone else's life. You get to choose that. And if you don't, then society will decide for you.
People will belittle your plan. People will tell you that you have the wrong vision. People will tell you that it will not work. But here's the thing. It's not their vision. It's your vision. It wasn't given to them, but there will be people who will try to tear it down, who will tell you you don't have what it takes, who will tell you that this is impossible, who will tell you that you need to be realistic, but nothing great has ever happened from being realistic in their own hearts. Small minds cannot see a big plan.
The higher you fly, the deeper you fall, okay? So if you want to fly high, do it. But if you fly high without somebody telling you before you're starting the flight that there will also come the descent, then I think it's kind of blind. Just keep it in mind that there is something in our lifetime which is always balancing out.
This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold, right? That life is about happiness. Mm-hmm. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. A lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. A big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it.
If you can dream it, it can potentially become yours with the right energy input, the amount of work ethic necessary, and a good attitude. Understand that you have one life. How you live it is your choice, but life will pass you by. You don't want to be the person that wakes up 30, 40, 50 years from now and regrets what they did.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I never like to look back because it just, there's really not much in it for me, right? It's just, I always like to look forward. Do I want to look out the windshield or do I want to look through the rear? I'd rather look forward because I know where I'm going then, rather than always look in the back.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generation. And the only way that bill gets paid off is you got to be willing to make the hardest decisions.
The energy required to start doing something is way more than the energy required to continue doing the thing. And that the beginning of doing anything results in the lowest amount of reward, both internal and external, than when you've been doing it for ages.
The only reason why you're not living the life that you actually want to live is because you keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live. Day by day, keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live.
That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. It's telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
You got to do something, man. Right? If years of years pass and you're just the same dude, then you're not really living in a way. I kind of feel like you're just being pushed through life.
I think people are where they deserve to be. And if you look at what they did over the last 10 years, their life is going to look exactly what it should look like. If you can't become aware of your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to have control over your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to tell the bitch voice that you have in your head to sit the f*** down or shut up, you're going to have a very hard time making any year your year.
In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. All the answers are in there. You don't have to live in suffering and pain and failure all the time. You have to learn, I need to visit it.
I'm not gonna negotiate with my goal. Like, I've been negotiating sometimes with my goal. The time in my life where I'm most successful, there's no negotiation.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop,
they ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right.
Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, Brent. I promise you,
I'm going to be lapping these folks, bro.
Give it a year. Watch what happens.
Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to be remembered? That's it.
Nobody can destroy you if you won't let them.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win.
Gotta f***ing fight. It's hard. It's hard as f***. You're gonna have days where you don't want to do anything. You're gonna have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You gotta get the f*** up, and you gotta get in the f***ing fight.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. Go from average to fortune, you must get serious. And you must get serious about 2 very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be?
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come, trust me.
Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working.
You gotta work. Your time is gonna happen. You're here for a reason. But you gotta be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors that perhaps are very uncomfortable to you. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change.
I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because light changes so quick. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. Right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess: emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, breathe, or sleep, I can work with you. Most people don't want it that badly. You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. And you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything. That's who I want to work with. To get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
Grit. You need it when the chips are down. And it all comes from the mind. I'm struggling here. I need to do something to get myself out of this problem. And that's where you get grit. You think, well, I'm going to do it. The mind tells me I'm going to do it. The body is weak. The body is tired. But the grit will get me through it.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have?
End of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you scared of? Something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. Some people call fear false evidence appearing real.
You will face pain on this way. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zbogom, pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals, or are you just a talker?
Purpose. No one can create your purpose for you. No one can tell you who to be. So in purpose, you have to create your own purpose. And in evolution, you have to evolve towards that purpose. It's easier to live when you have goals to meet. You understand?
Identify with what you love. And once you love it, hone in on that thing until you can master it to the point where people can identify that there's no questioning your love for it.
There's no replacement for persistence, as simplistic as that is. If you want to master something, I think that's the thing most people don't do. They read a little bit, they listen a little bit, they dip in and out. They don't go day and night, night and day in total immersion in something that transforms them. And also, something that makes them push through their fears. Because in the end, that's the only thing that stops them. Everybody's got a story. I didn't know this person. I don't have the resources. They have all the things they don't have. But if you're resourceful, you can get the money, you can get the time, you can get the energy, you can get anything you want.
Times that we should proceed with caution. But it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self. I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within I am supposed to be.
Sometimes you got to stop focusing and thinking about what could have happened and what should have happened. And you got to live in what is happening and focus on surviving it. Because the quicker you can survive it, the quicker you can use it. The quicker you can extract a lesson from it, the quicker you can glean perspective from it. And for all of us, we're going to encounter those defining moments in our lives, right, to where it's going to hurt.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else is going to disappoint you. I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do.
Your brain will tell you to give up.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your brain is a predicting machine, so it wants certainty. Giving up is certain. So in that moment, brain's gonna tell you that it's easier to give up. But if we're really honest with ourselves, the greatest discomfort of all is living with this feeling inside that you're not living the life you're meant for.
If you keep up your present disciplines and keep up the present pace that you're on, where will you be in 5 years? Boy, it's easy to say, hey, I haven't really thought about that. So now make this note. In 5 years, here's the probability. You will either arrive at a well-designed destination or an undesigned destination. Well-designed or undesigned. And I promise you, 5 years from now, you really don't want to arrive at an undesigned destination. Because you may very well wind up wearing what you don't want to wear, driving what you don't want to drive, living where you've been much here, maybe doing what you don't want to do. Simply because you didn't design a better destination.
If you don't develop simply the ability to get up when you said you would, to eat what you said you would, to exercise because you said you would, to talk in a way to your kids that's patient because you said you would, you will never have the self-confidence to succeed in any environment. You won't.
You don't need to have everything figured out to start improving your life. Everyone looks for the exact formula to transform into their ideal self. You don't need the exact formula. You honestly don't even really need to know who your ideal self is. You just need to know what to do today in order to wake up a better person tomorrow.
You'll never be as young as you are right now. Don't wait to do shit. The time is now. Everyone knows this old quote of the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. And there's lots of things that you probably wish that you did 10 years ago. Lots of things that you probably think, oh, I'm too old to do now. And these are, once again, all limitations because you are the youngest that you're ever going to be today. Your days are going to pass regardless.
You, this whole week, this whole next week, whether you can slack off or if you really push it, the time is just going to pass. So this time, you got so much of it, and it's just rushing away. So, it's up to you. I'm not. If the time is going to pass anyway, I think it's worth it to at least try to do something cool.
Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing them all the time just to please other people. Too many of us, including myself and maybe you, will sacrifice our own needs, what we really need in our life, just to please other people, not to inconvenience them, not to make them uncomfortable. You know, maybe what you need to do is really pursue that dream you have right now, but you're not doing it because you don't want to make the people around you uncomfortable. Don't sacrifice your own needs just to please other people. That is not a form of self-love.
Ask what they should do as if it's some sort of mystery. The fact is, you know, the true separator between progress and stagnation is the action taken on the simple things that are right in front of you.
If you want to be in a life that is full of equanimity means the calmness of the soul, and a life that is full of peace, you need to be here now, focusing on what you can control. Not focused on the future, but focused on what you can do today. And by natural law, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The universe will give you exactly what you deserve. Don't live a life of misery by living in the past or living in the future, but live a life of peace and equanimity by being here right now.
You are getting through everything you're going through. I just want you to give yourself some credit right now. Like, you are literally getting through everything you're going through.
No matter what's going on in your life, it's not permanent. Everything is going to change.
It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in.
One thing is for sure. I feel that I had the power to create my own destiny. I try to visualize every single thing in my life, not only believe it, but really feel it with every cell in my body. And I just want to send a message out there to every young person. Be in the present moment. Forget about what happened in the past. Future is something that is just going to happen. But if you want a better future, you create it.
You got to come at it with that whatever it takes mindset. I don't care what I have to go through. I don't care who hurts me, who leaves me. I'm going to do whatever it takes to become the person that I was meant to be. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my family in a better situation.
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you've got it.
You are already enough. And once you can fully accept who you are and where you are, it allows you to navigate where you're going so much easier. Instead of feeling like, I'm not enough until I achieve this thing. I'm not enough until I get this person. My self-worth is in this external thing. No, your self-worth is right here. It's rooted within you.
Never regret making a decision you thought would make you happy, but it didn't. Never blame yourself for things you did that you thought would change your life, but it ended up not working out. You should be proud that you had the courage to give it a try. Not many people have that inside of them. Every experience taught you something valuable. Don't give up now, because everything is leading you to where you need to be.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.